This is Margaret Komen-Frickwitz, and I'm coming to you today with another episode of Diabetic Survival. So this is going to be the Christmas special edition. My Christmas present to you. But all truthfully, these laws have already been created. So basically what I'm doing is some of the crazy, most illegal stuff that you can do state by state that people have deemed stupid laws. So listen up, because if you reside within the United States, your state might just be on the list. Of course, you could probably tell me what state you think is the craziest law, or if I've missed one, please let me know. But for you and the rest of the world, you get to hear what our stupid laws are. So Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, from me to you. I didn't write these laws, I'm just reporting them. So I'm going to try to do it alphabetically, and we're going to start with not Arizona, where I'm from. I'm going to start with Alabama. In Alabama, confetti is illegal. Yes, you heard it here, you heard it right. You cannot have confetti in Alabama. Of course, let me go into detail as to why. Okay, so, you know, don't get caught in Alabama, Mobile, Alabama, with confetti, because I don't know if there's a fine associated with it, because it doesn't say if it is or not, but they're very serious about that law. As a matter of fact, in 2018, they actually updated the confetti law to specify plastic-based confetti was illegal. So that way, the citizens could legally enjoy paper confetti or serpentine, coiled paper streamers during Mardi Gras celebrations. But before that, all forms illegal. Doesn't go into much detail, more detail than that. So, okay, next A state, Alaska. If you have a pet moose, make sure you keep it off the sidewalks. It is illegal to take your moose on a sidewalk. So it appears this was a personal vendetta between the mayor and city council of Fairbanks, Alaska, that he had with a bartender. So this bartender, Pete Buchholz, he refused to stop bringing his oversized pet to work at the local saloon. So to go ahead and prevent the animal from coming inside, officials actually declared that moose weren't allowed on city sidewalks. So even to this day, that law is still on the books. Okay, then my favorite, Arizona. So it's third on the list of A's. Illegal opportunities and such. Okay, so this one is notorious. You can't spit on the sidewalks. So Arizona, spitting is considered rude, which it is, and you can't do that in Arizona. On the sidewalk, crosswalk, or highway, or on public grounds, parks, or buildings. So if you do, you'll get 6 months in prison and a $2,500 fine. They're very serious about not spitting anywhere in Arizona. Now, it didn't say anything about not spitting into the Grand Canyon, so you can still do that. Just don't spit on the sidewalks. And let's see what's next. Arkansas says you must say it just the way I said it, Arkansas. You cannot say Arkansas with an S. Or how else can you say that? Or Kansas, because then it'll sound like Kansas. It has to be Arkansas. I don't think there's a fine associated with that, but I don't think that they would like that. California has the best rule of thumb when it comes to laws and stupid laws. Basically, if it can happen, they're going to make a law about it. But I think this one's kind of serious, though. I don't know how the rest of the world would take it, but California, you are not allowed to have any nuclear bombs. So no nuclear bombs within the state of California. So that means that please don't put it in your backpack. Do not carry it in a flight. Do not try to sneak it in. Like, drugs are okay, but nuclear bombs are definitely out of the picture. Do not sneak a nuclear bomb in your backpack and attempt to either walk or drive it across the state line. Like, just don't do it. No nuclear bombs in California. So let me see if they have a fine imposed on this. Okay. They don't say anything about fines or anything, so, or jail time. They just say, just don't do it. It's prohibited. Also, you cannot produce, test, maintain, or store any nuclear weapons within the state of California. Next one, Colorado. Now, Colorado's got some fun ones, too. Like, I know of a few different stupid laws in Colorado because they are a host to them. But, in Pueblo, Colorado, it is illegal for landowner to not cut, destroy, or remove weeds 10 inches or taller. So, that includes sunflowers and dandelions. So, basically, the city, if they see that you're growing sunflowers or dandelions, then they will chop them for you and then send you a bill for them. So it doesn't look like a fine or anything, but they're certainly going to charge you for it. Connecticut. Okay. So not every Vlasic pickle is created the same, I guess, because your pickles need to bounce. So, Connecticut, they don't joke around about their pickles one bit. If your pickles don't bounce, then they're not good. So, so basically, if you drop it from 1 foot and it doesn't bounce, it's not considered a good pickle. And, that is according to their commissioners, their former Food and Drug Commissioners. All right, Delaware's next. Delaware, okay, this can do. No Halloween on Sundays. In other words, no Devil's Day on God's Day. Don't do it. Bad idea. So they will, if it falls on a Sunday, then you'll have to celebrate it on a Saturday. Don't say anything about Mondays, but just don't celebrate Halloween on the Lord's Day. Okay, Florida. No fault for bed dogs. According to Florida, a dog's owner isn't liable for damages caused by their pet as long as during the injury the owner has displayed on his or her premises a sign that says bad dog. So it's best not to actually ignore any beware of dog signs in the state of Florida. Georgia. In Georgia, you cannot wear a mask. So no ski masks, no masks whatsoever. You're just going to have to wear the paint on Halloween or whatnot. But no masks. So, you know, they didn't say anything about the masks, you know, for COVID or anything, but they're just totally against masks. I think that's great. I would agree. I don't want a COVID mask or any other mask either, especially in Halloween. Hawaii. No billboards. No billboards in Hawaii. So yeah, it's a strange law, but you know what? They were tired of billboards blocking their natural landscapes. So it's illegal to use a billboard or any outdoor advertising device. They just don't want to see it. Idaho. Okay, this one might be a tough for a lot of you critics out here to actually ever visit or stay in the state of Idaho because they have, enacted in Pocatello, Idaho, that it's illegal not to smile. So if you're not smiling, then you're going to have an exceptionally severe weather forecast. So, anyways, Pocatello takes pride on that law, and I don't blame him. I would keep that on there, too, because I think that anytime you enter the little city, humble city of Pocatello, Idaho, you should be smiling because you're in God's country now. I'm serious. Pocatello, Idaho is great. Illinois, no fancy bike riding. So in Gillensburg, Illinois, bike riding is a problem. So they ban bike riders from removing both hands from the handlebars or feet from the pedals or engaging in any acrobatic or fancy riding on any street. Obviously, this law came from a traumatized child who grew up into an adult traumatized child and had some kind of issues with either losing his footing on the foot gear or lost his balance or something from riding on the handlebars and ended up in a bad crash or something, probably broke out his front teeth, and decided, you know what, I'm just going to make a law about that. It doesn't really necessarily say when that law was enacted in Gillensburg, Illinois, but that can be depressing for a little bit of kid, for a few kids, knowing that they can't ride a bike fun at all. They'd have to go to a different state to do it. Okay, now we're going to Indiana. In Indiana, no cold beer. Yep, you heard it here first. So they have some very interesting laws in Indiana. So it doesn't say that why. It just says that in Illinois, they can't sell cold beer for carryout. I guess they had one too many people popping a brewski in the parking lot, maybe? I mean, I could only guess why they don't sell cold beer. Like, no, here, you have to drink it warm. No, you can't enjoy it cold. Sorry, no, not gonna happen. So they've been fighting over a decade, it says here, to actually get this law repealed. But, I mean, if they're not going to repeal the other stupid laws on the books, why are they going to repeal this one? Let's just keep it the way it is. Okay, Iowa. Drunk surfing. In Iowa, by the way, there's no oceans by Iowa or anything. Drunk surfing or water skiing is prohibited. So, it is illegal for a person to operate or manipulate any water ski, surfboard, or similar device while under the influence of an alcoholic beverage or other drugs. I'm not quite sure where they would actually surf, but, you know, that's what it says. Okay, Kansas. No hunting from a motorboat. Okay, so you can't shoot those elks from your motorboat, nor can you shoot fish. So, that is in Kansas. That's kind of crazy. Okay, Kentucky. Okay, all you Kentucky people who have ducklings, you need to stop dyeing your ducklings pink, blue, green, orange, yellow, etc. So, don't dye your ducklings, please. So, it says here that, you can't dye them unless you're going to go ahead and sell them in quantities of 6 or more. So if you're caught trying to sell like a pink duckling or something, you could be fined $500. So that is considered animal cruelty, unless it's 6 or more. There's only one is animal cruelty, probably because it doesn't have its brothers and sisters dye the same color. Oh, that is so crazy. Louisiana. Oh my goodness. Okay, so in Louisiana, I guess they had a problem with this because, I mean, you know, that's usually when laws are created, is when people start doing these really funky, really odd, inhumane, weird things. Vampirism in Louisiana. I don't think I'll ever want to go to Louisiana now, but they have a problem with people drinking and ingesting human blood. So they basically put on there that blood vampirism in Louisiana is illegal. That's great. Don't have to worry about vampires there. Okay, Maine. If you're in Maine and you are a roller skating buff, don't go to Maine. Just bypass the whole state. They have something against roller skating stunts. So in Maine, people are dissuaded from trying out any fun adventurous stunts. It is illegal to ride a skateboard, roller skates, or inline roller blades while attached to any vehicle in a public place. My goodness, they just take the fun out of everything. I mean, you can do it, but there's a punishment of a fine, up to $50 fine for the first offense, and then up to $100 fine for a second. So, you evil Knievels in Maine, you're just not appreciated. You're just going to have to go to another state. I'm sorry. Maryland, watch your mouth. Why do you need to watch your mouth? Okay, so potty mouths. See if I got this right here. It's a misdemeanor to profanely curse and swear or use obscene language upon or near any street, sidewalk, or highway. So watch out if you're driving through Roxville with a serious case of road rage. Maybe try using some fun slang instead. I would say that if you suffer from Tourette's, which sometimes I do, it's something I can turn on and off, though, so I don't think it's like Tourette's, really. You may want to stay out of Maryland. Massachusetts! Okay, people who are thinking outside of the normacy of America. If you go to Massachusetts, no explosive golf balls. So, I guess they were having a problem with this, with explosive golf balls. I think it's funnier than heck. I mean, there's no laws in Arizona, and a lot of people golf in Arizona, so I don't know. But, yeah, don't do that in Massachusetts. They don't think it's too funny. Michigan. Adultery is punishable by jail time. Hey, in some countries, it's punishable by death, so I guess I'd probably prefer jail time. So, if you have a toxic relationship with your spouse and he cheats on you, it says here, the spouse who is being victimized by the adultery must file a criminal complaint within a year of the offense. You know, I think people would want to move to Michigan knowing this, knowing that, you know, their spouse cannot cheat on them. I mean, this, you know, it does happen a lot, so, I mean, Michigan's probably not too off about on that. I think that maybe the spouse should actually go to prison or something for 6 months and really just be treated like the criminal that he is. Minnesota, drunkenness not a crime. So, I don't see how that's a strange one, but according to Minnesota, no person may be charged with or convicted of an offense of drunkenness or public drunkenness. However, drunkenness is not a defense if you commit other crimes or offenses while intoxicated. What? Oh, okay, so you can go and rob a store, and if you're drunk, you're not going to be charged with drunk stealing, just whatever theft you did. Okay, Mississippi, no more than one child out of wedlock. Oh, that's not such a bad one, is it? I actually knew a guy who actually had 10 babies with 9 different women in Arizona, and that sounds like a lot. He didn't seem to realize the nature of his crime, and it's probably because we don't call it a crime, but, you know, most women are appalled by that. It's like, dude, you're not even 30 yet. You already have how many children? You have 10 children by 9 different women? And you're like all happy, smiley at work, making $8 an hour. Okay. I got a problem with that. Anyways, moving on. So no child. So basically, for each child you have out of wedlock, it's a $250 fine. Hey, could be worse. Missouri, mind your own bull. So in Missouri, it is lawful for any person to castrate a bull or ram or boar hog that's been running loose for 3 days. Okay. Doesn't really say if there's a fine or anything. Montana. No falfing at night. I'm not quite sure what falfing is. Oh, it's like frisbee golf or disc golf. I can only guess maybe people think it's a UFO or something. But anyways, don't fall whatever it is because you can face jail time or up to a $500 fine there. Okay, Nebraska. You cannot mix liquor and beer. I can't do that for obvious reasons because I'd throw up. Nebraska, they actually made a law about it. That means no Boilermakers bourbon in the barrel of your beer or any other famous cocktail that mixes liquor with beer. So it has yet to be overturned. I don't think they should because, you know, it's just kind of a sick formula anyways. Okay, Nevada, they have some strange laws too. It says here, they have since been repealed though, including no driving a camel down the highway and no refusing to hire people from the Communist Party. Funny law still in the books is that it's illegal to throw items from a chairlift. Okay, that one can stay on there. New Hampshire. Okay, I have a problem with this. It says, no cemetery picnics. Now, multiple towns in New Hampshire have made it illegal to have a picnic in a cemetery. If you want to dine with the deceased, you're better off enjoying a meal at the most haunted hotels in America. No! Man, I want to, like, if I have, like, my friend and he's, like, or he or she's buried at a certain location, I may want to be crazy enough to actually have a picnic with my friend. I mean, I've never done that, but now I'll never have the opportunity to know, at least in New Hampshire. Okay, New Jersey, no pumping your own gas. A lot of people know about that one. So violators are charged up to $250 for first offense and $500 for each subsequent offense. So you cannot pump your own gas. New Mexico, you can't stop mid-anthem. So if you're patriotic, finish out your song. It doesn't say anything about a fine, but you just can't do it. New York, no releasing helium balloons. Oh, isn't that horrible? It restricts it. You can release some balloons, but it actually appears that the limit is 25 or more balloons. Yeah, no more than 25 or more balloons in a 24-hour period to protect its local beaches and marine life. Okay, I can understand that. It's kind of like straws, you know. You don't want to hurt the wildlife or anything. So maybe a balloon or two are okay, but not a bunch. And, you know, I got a little story about that, too, because generally when a friend of mine passes or a family member, what I do is I actually release a balloon. Or maybe I release several balloons out into the sky. I never thought about it harming the wildlife, though, but I usually write their name on it or something sweet like, I love you, or something of that nature, and I release the balloon. And it's just kind of my way of actually giving my last respects. So I like balloons. They do something sweet like that. It's kind of like, here's a balloon. It's going up to heaven to meet you. She got my best wishes. So anyways, North Carolina, limited bingo game. Okay, people who like to bingo. So you're limited to 2 bingo sessions per week and no more than 5 hours each. I think that anything more than that is a bit overkill anyways, so especially for a bingo game. I'm good with like 1 hour a month or maybe a week, something like that. North Dakota, no fireworks after 11 p.m. Because you know people have to sleep sometimes, so I guess New Year's Eve you're out of luck, fireworks. Ohio, adequate toilet paper. They're really big on it, so make sure you have toilet paper with your toilets, Ohio. Oklahoma, no horse tripping. Horse tripping is an actual rodeo event that some states consider animal cruelty. Well, yeah, tripping anything's animal cruelty. Tripping a human's considered human cruelty, if you ask me. It's just a misdemeanor. It doesn't say anything about losing any money or, you know, fines or going to jail or anything, but you just shouldn't do it. You'll have ASPCA all over you. Oregon, no throwing human waste. Like, seriously? That is so gross. That means that somebody has done it before. That is really gross. Oregon, what is wrong with your people there? Like, who throws human waste? It's a fine of misdemeanor. It's a misdemeanor and it's a punishable fine of $250, up to $250. Pennsylvania, no bringing alcohol across state lines. So Pennsylvania has special alcohol there because they're not allowing any alcohol from other states to come in there. So they haven't decriminalized it yet. I don't think they will. Rhode Island, no fake auctioneers. If you have anything to sell, take it to an official auctioneer. If you take it to a fake one, it could be a fine of $20 to $100. South Carolina, no pinball for minors. If you're planning on playing a classical game of pinball, you better be over the age of 18. Okay, South Dakota, no static electricity. In Huron, South Dakota, there's a whole chapter of regulating codes on static electricity. It's unlawful to cause static that interferes with television or radio broadcast receiving equipment, but only between the hours of 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. Tennessee, no Netflix password sharing. In Tennessee, they don't want you to share your password with other people. It's technically illegal for individuals to share login credentials for streaming services with anyone who doesn't live under the same roof. This includes iTunes, Hulu, Spotify, and more. So that bill was passed in 2011 to prosecute hackers selling off passwords and hasn't officially been used to target anyone still using their ex's HBO Go account. Okay, Texas, and God we trust. Okay, so in Texas, no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust in this state, nor shall anyone be excluded from holding office on account of his religious sentiments, provided he acknowledge the existence of a supreme being. Okay, Utah, you're not allowed to have keg parties. Utah has another strange one. They have, I don't know if it's still on the books, but I know it was back in 2010 or something, where you couldn't have beer over 4% content, but you could actually have liquor at 40%. Very weird. Vermont, clotheslines or bust. Vermont statute defines clotheslines as energy devices based on renewable solar power and forbids any governing body from passing laws prohibiting them. Okay, hang out your laundry. Preferably it's clean, not dirty laundry. Virginia, no hunting on Sundays. Sundays, I'm sorry, but if you have not hunted for your dinner on a Saturday, don't expect to do it on a Sunday, ever. But anyone dealing with a pesky pest like a raccoon can hunt them until 2 a.m. on Sundays. I'm sorry, I know there's people going, "Oh, but raccoons are so cute," and they really are, till they're in your garbage. Okay, Washington, there's no Sasquatch poaching. So I'm sorry, but they consider themselves an official Sasquatch protection and refuge area. That was actually in 1991 in Whatcom County, Washington. So if you become across the Bigfoot, you're not supposed to kill or harm it. Washington, D.C. You are not allowed to dance around the monuments, but you're free to visit. But you can't bust a move. Sorry. It's prohibited at the Washington Monument. You can't do it at the Lincoln Memorial or the Jefferson Memorial and other parts in the National Capital. So demonstrations include expressive dancing or other entertainment that attracts a crowd of onlookers. So if you're going to do something like that, take a picture and Photoshop it, okay? I don't think that'd be illegal. Okay. West Virginia. If you see roadkill in West Virginia, you're able to take it home and eat it. So wildlife killed or mortally wounded as a result of being accidentally or inadvertently struck by a motor vehicle is fair game. Zaw was created to help clean the streets and decrease the amounts of resources spent by state officials. Now, just so you know, here in West Virginia, there is a lot of wildlife that actually roams the streets. And so I often joked if I actually hit and killed a deer, which would probably total my car, I should be able to take it home and eat it. And yeah, they do have a law on that. So I can, if I want to do something like that. I would just hope that the poor deer, just stay away from my car, though. So Wisconsin, margarine won't do. Okay, you know what? Margarine should be illegal anyways. Margarine is not a food. It is something for animals anyways. So you can be fined anywhere between $100 and $500 or imprisoned for up to 3 months for having margarine. I completely agree with Wisconsin. I don't think you should be eating anything but butter. Okay, Wyoming, no drinking and skiing. So, you know, it almost sounds like fun, doesn't it? I mean, just like drinking with other events, like driving and boating. They kind of made a big deal out about that in Arizona. But Wyoming, you don't want to ski and drink. It is a misdemeanor. You can go to jail for it for 20 days and fined up to $200. I guess you can do it if it sounds fun to you. And that's it. So, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. And that's my gift to you of a few silly and ridiculous laws. So I'm kind of curious what laws you found. If you have any silly or ridiculous laws, please let me know and I'll be more than happy to share in future episodes. Remember, bring joy to people, be kind to people, and, you know, let that reap those good rewards later. I mean, it's kind of like you give, you get more than you give. So if nothing else, you get the joy of giving. And people often misinterpret that because they'll give something and be like, I don't feel joyful. Like, no, that takes time. It's like a buildup effect, right? You got to keep giving. And give the silliest things. It doesn't matter. Just give away your stuff. You'll feel better about it. I'm serious. It'll be a load off your mind. You don't have to worry about that item anymore because you've already given it away. Like, I gave away all my jackets and I thought I'd miss them. And I sort of do, but not really. I gave them away a long time ago because I needed to clean out my closet and stuff. And even though I wish I had them back, I'm just kind of like, you know what? I have sweaters. I'm good. So, it works out. All right. So, this has been Margaret Copeman Frankowitz. I want to thank you very much for listening. And I hope that you have a great night. Until next time.